Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and thanks for hanging out with me again. So I kind of want to ask before we get into today's topic, which I'm really excited about, and I know this might seem like a creepy question, but have we met yet? I mean, you guys know so much about me, and I want to know about you. So if you've gotten on the Primal Potential email list and sent me an email with your struggles or your questions or just a hi and an introduction, thank you, because I love that. And if you haven't, do it, please. Head over to primalpotential.com. Right on the homepage is a sign-up box where you can just drop in your name and your email address. And sometimes they send out like my favorite recipes and workouts and random motivational thoughts that pop into my head. But it gives you access right to my inbox. So say hi and tell me what your goals are. Tell me where you're at in your journey. And tell me, most importantly, I think, how I can help you, what questions you have, and I might have an answer for you. Because I want to know who all my anonymous friends are. All of you listeners, I want to know who you are. I want to know you. I want this show to be about you and for you and really useful, not kind of one of those things where like, oh, this episode helps a little, but that one's not really for me. I want everything to be what you need it to be. That's why I do this. I'm serious. I want to know you. I might not like you, but give me a chance. I was going to say I'm kidding, but I'm not. I might not like you, and I might. So anyway, today I want to get back to a mindset topic. And I had a coaching call with a client last week that got me really excited. It was a great call. You know, sometimes calls are like, yeah, we're good. Everything's great. And sometimes calls are like, that was paradigm shifting for her, for me, and it was something that I ended up talking to several of my other clients about afterwards, and I decided I want to share it with you guys. I want you to have that same benefit. And yeah, we can't have the back and forth. We can a little if you'll email me, but I really wanted to share this with you because it was very helpful for a couple of them, and it's also been very helpful for me. In fact, since that conversation, I've changed up some notes that I have for myself on my desk and on my phone. It's really, really helping me to get focused and to make progress, so I want to share that with you. It's related to how you can make fat loss easy. Actually, kind of how you can make anything easy, really. Because for most people, change is hard, and changing eating habits is hard. And it can be very frustrating because you want it, but you find yourself making choices that you swore up and down you wouldn't make. Sometimes even just hours beforehand, right? You resolve in your head to do one thing and then you do the opposite. You know what I mean? Like you make a ton of time on Sunday to psych yourself up for a great week, and you buy lots of healthy groceries, and you do some meal prep, and you're prepared. You tell yourself that your goals are important, and you're gonna do whatever it takes. You're ready to commit to this, and you're pumped. Then you go into work, and somebody brings in bagels, and you're like, well, I'll start tomorrow. In that moment, it's too hard. In that moment, you can't back up your action with your intentions. Like you want it, but you just can't back it up in a way that it influences your action, your choices. And because that keeps happening over and over, week after week, month after month, year after year, the whole process of change feels really hard and it's daunting. But there's a reason that it's hard and a way to make it easy. And at the risk of sounding like a ShamWow salesperson, it's easy and it's foolproof. It's not complicated. It's simple. It really is. This is as close to a magic bullet as there is out there. Honestly, I'm not overstating that. And this is the analogy that I used with the coaching client that I was telling you about. Let's say you're a basketball player and you flat out suck at free throws, right? You hate it, it upsets you, and you kind of play timidly because you don't want to end up at the line. Your free throw percentage is crap, and you beat yourself up for it after every game. You're embarrassed, you've missed out on so many opportunities to put points on the board, and you hate it. It kind of makes you dislike the game because you're really failing in that way. Then comes time for practice the next day, and you skip it. You decide to go to the mall instead. And then the next game, nothing changes. You're stressing, but you're still awful. And it's hard. You try, you remind yourself of all your form cues, you find your routine, you follow through, you keep your elbows straight, you miss. And then you beat yourself up and you complain and you tell everybody how terrible you are. Practice time rolls around again and you skip it. You tell yourself you don't have time, but you'll go tomorrow, right? You will never get better when you skip practice. But if you go to practice, if you work at it, if you keep taking the shots, staying on the line, physically putting in the work, taking the things in your head and putting them into practice, right? Dribble, 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 eyes over the rim, keep the elbow straight, follow through. The more time you spend on the line taking that shot, it gets easier and you get better the more shots you make. But if you don't show up for practice, you can't just think about it all the time and tell yourself you want to be better and not show up for practice. You won't get any better. So here's the rub. Here's the problem. When it comes to making good food choices that are aligned with our goals, that contribute to our progress, that are necessary for our progress, we keep skipping practice. You come to a situation where you can make a choice to move towards your goals or away from your goals, an opportunity to practice, and you skip. You let yourself off the hook. You make an excuse. And I love this quote from a book called Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith, and I'll link to it on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. It says, if we really want change, we have to make peace with the fact that we cannot self-exempt every time the calendar offers us a more attractive alternative. I'm going to say it again because I think it's so powerful. If we really want change, we have to make peace with the fact that we cannot self-exempt every time the calendar offers us a more attractive alternative. That is what skipping practice is, and we do it all the time, and then we lament how hard it is and how we can't change our behavior. Stop skipping practice. And if you're gonna keep skipping practice, not putting in the work, not showing up and following through, don't complain about how hard it is. Of course it's hard. If you sat down at the piano without practice, playing a piece by Bach would be not only hard, but nearly impossible. So if you feel like you keep failing, if you feel like it's really hard, ask yourself how much time you're putting into practice. Are you showing up every other day? Are you showing up a few times a month? Are you doing, you know, one day of practice and 3 days off? Are you doing every third decision is a good decision? If you keep failing, ask yourself how consistent you're being with your practice. This constant choice to keep skipping practice, to pass up opportunities to put into practice what we want, is called self-indulgent inconsistency. It's why it's hard, because we grab up every opportunity to be self-indulgently inconsistent, right? The bringing, you know, showing up to work and telling yourself you're going to eat the breakfast that you packed, but somebody brought bagels. Well, the bagel's here, so you're self-indulgently inconsistent. You're not doing the work that you need to make the progress. But then we have to spend all that mental energy on regret and wishing for a life or a body other than the one that we have. That's exhausting. But you don't have to live that way. You don't have to marinate in regret and longing. In fact, Why are you choosing to continue marinating in that regret and longing? You can get out of that. You can get out of that right now today by showing up for practice. And instead of looking at every birthday party or dinner out or family party, barbecue, lunch meeting as an obstacle or a challenge or something in your way, look at it as what it is. Open gym. an opportunity to practice. Time to step to the line and practice the things you know in your head but need to teach your body to execute. This is a chance to make things easier. This is your opportunity to make fat loss effortless. The more practice, the better, right? Bring it. I'm gonna show up to practice every day because it will just keep getting better and better. And the more times I practice, the more often that it will feel easy. And eventually it will become like second nature. Like I can make these choices in my sleep or do this without thinking, without flinching, without feeling deprived, because this is just now my standard operating procedure. So bring it. It is not something to be like, oh man, I've got that party on Friday night. What am I going to do? This is what makes it so hard. I need to wait till there's a month when nothing's going on. Then when would you practice? Right? It's an opportunity. It's open gym. Get to the line. All of these things are possible. Making it easy, making it effortless, making it be your standard operating procedure. That is possible if you show up to practice. That will happen when you commit to practice. If you ditch the habit of this self-indulgent inconsistency, why does that feel so easy? Why does it feel so easy and habitual to say yes to the bagel or yes to the wine or yes to the bread basket, right? Why does that feel so easy? Because that's what you practice all the time. That's what you practice all the time. Multiple times each week or each day or each month. And I've been there. It was so hard for me for years and years because I practiced all those behaviors I was trying to leave behind. I was really good at them. They were second nature for me. And practice is uncomfortable, especially when you aren't good at something. But here's the thing. When you start out playing basketball or playing piano, you don't necessarily look forward to practice because you aren't good, right? So it doesn't feel good. So you kind of have to tough love yourself into it. You don't want to, but you do it anyway. You put in the time whether you want to or not. You make the choice whether you want to or not. And then here's the great part. The better you get, the easier it becomes, the more you want to practice, the more you look forward to practice. So the more time you put into it, and you continue to get better, and that becomes a cycle that feeds itself. And this is true with making choices to improve your health and your body. The better you get, the easier it gets. The easier it gets, the more fun it is, and the more time and effort you want to put into it. This is called the cycle of accelerated returns. The cycle of accelerated returns. The easier it gets to make good food choices, the more good food choices you make, the more progress you see, the more motivated you are to continue making it, the easier it becomes, and so on. That is the cycle of accelerated returns. But hoping for it and wanting it won't get you there. It isn't enough. You have to step into the cycle and put in the work to make it easier, to make it effortless, to make it something you enjoy. It's not gonna be at first. That's okay. You guys know that I'm a big fan of the classical philosophy of Stoicism, and I love the quote from Marcus Aurelius. I have it on my phone. I have it in my journals. I used to have it on my wall. And it says, "Would you have a great empire? Rule over yourself. If you want to have great things, if you want to do great things, if you want to be great things, rule over yourself first. Master yourself first. Decide, today I will be a master of me. In the moments when I want to be self-indulgent, I'll use the prompt, don't skip practice. Step into the cycle of accelerated returns right now. This moment right here, cookie or no cookie. It's not a challenge, but an opportunity. It's open gym, an opportunity to make this easier on myself. I desperately want to get into that cycle of accelerated returns. I have to put in the work. And this goes back to the practice of perspective, something we talk about commonly. It's not about denying yourself. It's not about deprivation. I mean, come on, what are you denying yourself by staying where you're at? What are you denying yourself living the way you've been living with the frustration and the shame and the regret by not reaching out and grabbing your full potential? You're denying yourself everything. Don't look at no cookie or no wine or no bread basket as denial. It's opportunity. Stop seeing the glass as half empty, right? Or this as being so hard, missing out on so much because you're passing up the wine or the bread basket. It's an opportunity for you to choose a path that is much brighter. Is the bread so special? Is the wine so special? Talking to myself now, is the ice cream so special that you're willing to give up what you truly want and deserve? Temptation isn't something to moan and groan about. Special occasions aren't to be stressed over or dreaded or treated like this holy grail of indulgence. I think they should be anticipated as a fantastic opportunity for you to get better. It's not about denying yourself, it's about creating yourself. We become what we do if we do it often enough. We become what we do if we do it often enough. Lazy? Yeah, that. We become lazy if we choose laziness often enough. We become indulgent if we choose indulgence often enough. We become strong, determined, disciplined, and capable if we do it often enough. Practice. Practice. This is not about missing out. It's about living fully, accomplishing, improving, excelling, embracing opportunities without fear and without hiding or being ashamed. That's missing out. That's missing out, not skipping the pasta or the wine or the beer or the ice cream. That's not what missing out is. Missing out is not achieving your full potential and feeling great in your body, feeling proud of your health and your control, right? That's missing out. Those choices, the self-indulgent inconsistency, is what we want to escape. Feeling embarrassed by our bodies, feeling frustrated by our lack of progress, feeling like we're missing out on so much. That is what is missing out, not any type of practice required to choose your goals instead of choosing to put things in your mouth that move you away from your goals. So flip your perspective on what missing out, on what deprivation really is, right? We tend to see the deprivation and the missing out about food without flipping the perspective and say, whoa, deprivation and missing out is falling short of my potential and not being happy with my body and constantly regretting the choices I make because I haven't reached my goals. That's what missing out is, right? It is in exercising self-control, choosing foods that love you back, that we create what we really want. So it's not about missing out or giving up or giving in. It's about an incredible opportunity if you'll take it. So stop skipping practice. Stop skipping practice. See, every challenge, every temptation, every fork in the road where you could walk towards your goals or walk away from them, see it as open gym. Time to practice. Time to make it easier. The more you practice anything, the easier it will be. So it feels so easy right now to stay where you're at, to make those choices, to give in to yourself. That's the easy path because that's what you practice. So start practicing something else. It won't be easy at first, but the only way to make it easy and even effortless, right? You hear so many people talk about how after a transformation, it's not hard. Like you get into the rhythm and the groove, and while it was a struggle at first, like now the things that used to tempt you just don't tempt you. And I know I used to look at those people and think, oh, not me. Ice cream will always tempt me. Not in the same way. No. When you practice, it gets easier. So the only way too easy is through practice. If you keep skipping practice, it won't get easy. If you want this to be a lifestyle, if you want to transform your body and your mind and your health, don't skip practice. Show up, get on the line, do the work, put in the time. It will get easy. And the more you embrace practice, the more consistent you are, the more time you spend, the easier it gets, the faster your transformation, and the more you can help other people as well. So I hope this was a helpful topic. I would love to hear from you. I like to know what really resonates with you guys and what questions it prompts when we go through an episode so that I can make sure I'm delivering what you really need, because I think the nutrition education is very, very important. But you can have a ton in your head. Like, you can read about shooting free throws all day long, and that's what so many people do when it comes to physical transformation. They read about it. They want to know all the answers. They want to know everybody's perspective. They want to write out a plan. But if you don't get in there and put in the time practicing, it doesn't mean anything. So I want to know what your struggles are, because not only do I want to give you the information, but then I want to help you turn it into behavior change, because that's where transformation comes from. And I want all of us to reach our transformation goals. So head over to primalpotential.com if you haven't already. Get on the email list. All you got to do is share your name and email address, and you get some good thoughts from me, but you also have access to me. You guys know I respond to every single email, and I really look forward to connecting with every single one of you. I want to know who you are. I think of you guys as friends. So do that. And until next time, stay healthy.